Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's podcast is number 624. The topic is mindset, and the title is How to Address Feeling Overwhelmed. So often when I talk with clients, one of the main reasons why they don't do what's best for them in regards to physical health or emotional health, mental health, even relational health or financial health, just why their life seems to be out of control and just not what they want, and they can't seem to get their hands around it and make sense of it. And they often tell me it's because they feel overwhelmed. And that's difficult because life absolutely is overwhelming. Life has seasons, it has swings to it, it has stages to it. There are times where the things we want most might have to sit on the back burner. There are times when we have an open schedule and we can do anything we want, but sometimes we feel depressed about maybe why the schedule was opened, such as a job loss. And even though we have the opportunity to do things to better ourselves, we don't have the right mindset. We have depression, we have anxiety, we have fear, we have stress. Sometimes people just deal with guilt of having a life that's easy. So I've talked to a lot of people where they'll feel the need to make their life more stressful or more challenging because they feel like maybe a person they're with, like a spouse or a friend or somebody, has a really rough life and they don't want to come across as having too easy of a life. So they'll kind of stress about things that aren't worth their stress, but it gives them more of a sense of kind of purpose and more of a sense of fairness, and it's self-sabotage, but it's hard for them to see that. So there are probably infinite reasons we could think of as to why we do feel overwhelmed. So I want to talk about that and present this as five tips, five steps or stages that you can go through to address feeling overwhelmed, and hopefully that this can help kind of make sense of what's going on in your life if you try these five tips. And there are things that I've applied in my own life. There's things that I've applied or I've seen a best friend apply to their life, and these are things I know work. You just have to maybe find the way it works for you. But there are ways to address feeling overwhelmed. There are ways that you can regain a sense of control and take back in charge of your physical health or emotional health, mental health, relational health, financial health, spiritual health. Just anywhere in life that you feel overwhelmed and it's not working out the way that you wanted, it does not have to continue that way. Okay, you can regain control. So let's go through the five tips. Let's talk through it. I'll give some supporting podcasts that'll help kind of give you more detail about each individual stage. But this is going to be a nice little blueprint for us to start working towards how to address a sense of feeling overwhelmed. And I hope that it really does work for you. So as we talk about this, feel free to write down the stages. If you want to email us, I can always email you back a copy of the transcript of the podcast so you can see the stages written out. But just anything, just work this information as we talk through it, and let me know at the end if you need help on making sure that this does work for you. Okay. So the first thing we want to talk about is get it out. So we have five tips, and I'll just run through them right now. Is the first one is get it out. Second one is plan it out. Third one is let it out. Fourth one is weigh it out. And the fifth one is once it's out, it's out. So we're kind of using an out theme throughout this, but it does make it kind of just easier to remember, and it adds a little bit of like funness to the naming of everything. So the first thing we want to do is get it out. We want to create a sense of calmness, and this can be done by getting stuff out of our mind. So too often we try to hold on to too many thoughts, too many to-dos, too many responsibilities, too many what-ifs, all these fears, concerns, worries, blah, 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 and it just gets jumbled up in our head, and we get triggered by the smallest little things. We see a commercial, all of a sudden that reminds us of something that we have to do, you know, next week, and what if we're not ready for it by this week, but I think by Wednesday I have to have this ready for that thing to be done by Friday, and then all of a sudden the spiral starts. So a way for us to create a sense of calmness is to start by getting it out. Get it out of your mind, okay? Get it onto paper. That's one of the best ways to do it. One of the terms I've heard before is called a brain dump. And this just means you write things down on paper. You don't have to write in complete sentences. You don't even have to write in any kind of grammatical order. You don't even have to write in even like a linear order. You can just write random words on pieces of paper, and just kind of however you want. Like, the idea is just as soon as something comes up on the tip of your brain, that you're like, oh man, I've been stressing about, you know, this upcoming test I have. Write it down, test. I've been stressing about this upcoming like medical exam. Maybe I got to go to the doctor and get my, you know, blood work checked in 2 months. I want to write that down. Maybe you have a competition coming up. I know that's a little less likely in today's craziness of coronavirus, but there are still, like, I work with tons of athletes who are still planning for competitions later this year and early next spring. And that can give them a sense of feeling overwhelmed, even just the fear of what if it's not going to happen. So a lot of the competition clients I've been talking with now is we're setting our sights for a competition, and we're recognizing that it's more and more important for us to identify the importance of the journey of the competition, not just the outcome. So that way, if the outcome is taken away, you know, maybe the competition is canceled, but it won't have all been for naught. They will have been through the journey of it. So if they can learn discipline, willpower, they can learn a better way to eat that maybe calms down digestive stress. They know more about training by then. They learn their body more. They develop mental toughness to go through the diet and the training. There's just so much about the journey of physical fitness that we've kind of recognized that that becomes more important to focus on, considering the outcome is even more out of our control. So not only is it out of your control when you go to a competition, you can't control all the elements, but now we can't even control that there's going to be a competition. So it's very important that we understand these things, and we understand that, yeah, that's reasonable for me to stress about, but I don't need to hold it in my mind all the time. I don't need to be juggling that all day. I have a million other things I have to do every day. Why in the world would I want to hold on to this? So put down some of those fears, put down some of those what ifs, put down some of those concerns by getting them out, by writing them down on paper. You can do a brain dump, you can do journaling. Podcast 247, titled Daily Happiness Routine, talks about a positive way that I used to navigate through anxiety and depression. Ways in which I kind of reminded myself of the happiness of life, the good things of life, but within that I also gave myself space to talk about the things that weren't good. To talk about kind of the things that were maybe going to keep me up at night. And instead of letting them kind of rattle around in my brain, I wrote them down. I made a plan for the next day and I moved on. So that's something you can check out. It's podcast 247. And that'll help you better understand the importance of getting it out so you can create a sense of calmness. Now, once it's out, that does not mean everything is over. Okay? That is the start. That is the first step of this process. Okay, that's the first tip. That doesn't mean just because you write it down, you're going to feel so much better. So sometimes going through the process of a brain dump or journaling can actually make things somewhat worse, because all of a sudden you start reminding yourself of more and more things that you've been kind of putting off or trying to forget about. Now, the reason why it's still helpful to do it, because those things would still be rattling around. So once you brain dumped a few things, you would then have more room for those old things to come back up. So it's still good to get all of this stuff out, okay? So once you get it out, you want to plan it out. That means we want to create some organization to our thoughts, organization to our stress, organization to the things that are looming over us. So once it's written, you want to list it. You want to rank it. You want to reorganize it. You want to work the information, okay? You want to list each individual thing. So that way it's a like kind of a concise kind of listing of each thing. So, you know, like if it's exam, just write exam. If it's, you know, talking with friends, well, what friends? Which friends? Write it down in a list to where each thing that you're thinking of is an individual item on the list. Then you want to kind of consider going through and ranking this stuff. One of the first ways to rank it is to understand, can I control this? So if I have the fear of aliens coming down and abducting my family, I can't control anything about that. We can wear some tinfoil hats, you know, and maybe there's some things like that we can think we can do. But ultimately, we can't really control that. So we need to recognize, out of the things I can't control, like what are those ones and what are the things I can control? The list for the things you can't control. There is no easy answer for this. But you have to recognize that if I can't control them, then that means my time and effort spent worrying about them isn't going to affect the outcome. I can worry as much as I want about aliens. I can read as many books about aliens as I want, but I can't do a damn thing about preventing them, okay? So recognize that if something I can't control, rather than me giving brain space to it, rather than me giving emotions to it, rather than me giving energy and effort to that, let me instead take all of those resources and give them to the things I can control. I promise you will be busy enough in life taking care of the things you can control that you won't have to worry about the list of the things you can't. Okay? So make that list. That's the first thing you want to do, is list whether I can control it or not. Keep the things you can control or you believe you can control. And then start to kind of work that information, and we're going to have to start to plan this out. We're going to figure out, what can I do about each thing? What are the steps that I can do? What are the actions that I can take? How can I start to address this stuff? Okay? By listing things, okay, ranking it, and we're going to talk a little bit about priority list here in a second. But by just listing things down, deciding whether we can or can't control them, that automatically starts to organize our thoughts, and that further gives you a sense of feeling less overwhelmed. So it gives more and more calmness, not only just to dump it out of your brain, but to organize it, to work it, to cut out the things you can't control, to keep the things you can. So knowing the direction eases the tension. If I know the direction of my efforts towards the things I can control, towards this side of the list, that eases my tension, because I now have a clear clear vision of where I'm going. Okay? The third step we have is let it out. And this can be with ourselves or with others. So this is, in a sense, a form of communication. By letting it out, it means that once we have got it out of our head, once we planned it out, we now want to kind of disperse what and when and where and schedule it into our lives. So if I have an issue or something that's making me feel overwhelmed, and it's within myself, well, what is it? That's what we go through the first steps to identify. But then when? When are we going to schedule it? We need to make that clear so we don't have to think about it. Oh, I need to get it in now. Or what if I don't get it in at this time? What if I don't get it into that time? You need to schedule it. So I have a goal tracker that I use on my phone every day. It has 12 steps on it right now of things that I believe, if done every day, will give me my best life. It'll give me my best happiness. It'll give me my best productivity. It'll give me my best relationships. It has my best financial health in mind, spiritual health in mind, mental, emotional health in mind. So these are the 12 things that I believe for me will give me the best sense of control over what I can control in my life. Of those 12 things, I have every single one of them scheduled in my day. I know exactly when I'm supposed to do each of those 12, when they get checked off my list, and I know in what situations and what scenarios. So maybe my day got planned differently because I had a doctor's appointment in the day. Well, I know what situation is best for which goal. And that helps me to have more calmness over the fact that I know that I have these things scheduled, and not only are they just good ideas to do, they're actually going to be done. So that's very, very important when you're talking about communication with yourself, is what, when, and how. So what is it, when am I going to do it, and how am I going to get it done? You need to know the answers to those questions. Once you do, you will have a greater sense of calmness. Now, if your issue is with someone else, then we need to be clear in our communication with them. We need to decide whether we want to address it or accept it. So podcast 157, we actually talk about that concept of address it or accept it. If I'm having challenge with somebody, do I address it because it's important enough that it needs to change? Or is this something that, okay, with a change of mindset, with a change of acceptance, I can accept this thing? I can understand that in the greater scope of things, this might be a small thing, and I just need to learn how to accept this and move on. The key is you need to do one or two of these. Okay, one of them. You need to address it or accept it. If you just continue to live with it, you will continue to live with a negative emotions attached to it. The sense of overwhelm, the sense of anger maybe, the sense of sadness, the sense of frustration. Those feelings will not go away until you address it or accept it. So listen to podcast 157 to find out more about that. But if you're going to address it with somebody, make sure you take some time to process it. Write down what you're feeling, what you're thinking, what you want to say. Then take time to cut that message down and kind of make it clear and concise. Make sure it gets to the root of the issue, but doesn't add in kind of superficial or unnecessary components. Make it very clear, very concise. And then share it with them. You can speak it, you can message it, however you want to do it. Okay, depending on whatever appropriate however it would be appropriate to handle the situation that you're dealing with. But you do want to take the time, if you're going to address it, to write it down, to edit it, to work it, to make it clear and concise. So that way when you go to speak it or when you go to send the message, you know that you've processed this, you've calmed down some of the most irrational type of emotions, or even rational, but just harsh emotions, and you know that you're getting to the root of the issue. Okay? So podcast 157 will talk more about address it or accept it and how to do those well. The fourth step we have is weigh it out. And this is in regards to priorities. So I got it out of my head. So that's the first thing, get it out. Then we plan it out, then we let it out, meaning we let it out fully, completely. It's out in the world, we have it scheduled, we've talked to somebody or we've accepted it. And another thing we can kind of go through there is to weigh it out. So ask yourself, is this really important? You know, in a certain amount of time, will this even matter? You know, in a week from now, will this even be important? In a month or a year or by the end of my life, will I ever even care about this thing? So if we're feeling overwhelmed about a thing and it's weighing down on us, we better, if we're going to feel stress, be feeling stress on something that's worth the stress. And most often it's not. So when I talk with clients, all the times we go through these steps with clients, maybe not always like this concise, but we make our way through these things. We talk about, okay, well, what are you overwhelmed about? Okay, well, is this even something you can control? Okay, if it is, how are you going to control it? Okay, now we know what it is, we know how we control it. Is it even worth controlling? That's when we're at this stage, the weigh it out. Is this worth my time and effort? Is this worth maybe the consequences of what may happen to address this thing? So we need to understand the priority of this moment, of the thing we're dealing with, and say, okay, in the greater scheme of things, where does this rank? So one of the podcasts we have that helps with that is podcast number 480, titled Benefits of Understanding Seasons and Priority Lists. That will help you better kind of organize whether this thing is worth your efforts or not, whether it's worth the negative consequences, if there are any, and most likely there are. So this just kind of lets us rank it and see, is this the right time to address it? Is it even something worth addressing? Or is this a low priority thing and I kind of just need to let it go and not feel so overwhelmed about it? Okay. Or maybe it's something we do need to do, but it's not as important as other things. We're only going to give 50% to it and we have to just accept that that's okay. Okay, not everything in our lives deserves 100%. Once you figure that out, you're going to find a lot more ease in life, okay? So not everything deserves 100% of you. It's just not that important. It needs done, but it's not that important, okay? So there's something I laugh about. This is a small example, but it does kind of give you the idea, is folding laundry. If a shirt is inside out, and I have to fold, say, 20 shirts at this moment, is it worth taking the time to unfold every shirt, like to turn every shirt back to the right side out rather than the inside out? So I guess the outside out? So it might not be worth the time investment to make sure every single piece of clothing at that moment is outside out. Okay? That might be something that just when you throw it in a drawer, you pick it up, you know, you turn it inside out, like the outside out part, you put it on that day and you walk away. So do I want to take 10, 15 minutes right now to fix every single shirt? Or does I just want to take 10 seconds each time I want to put one on? Now, this sounds very odd, and I know for some people who are OCD, I've probably just, like, violated some code they have about, like, folding laundry inside out and putting it away inside out. Now, I'm assuming some of you just cringed, but you are talking to a guy, so the fact that it's folded and put in a drawer is already a miracle. But whether something's inside out or not doesn't bother me in any way whatsoever, so if it's laundry just for me, then I can save the time and, you know, make it that way where it's inside out and I could care less. If I'm folding laundry in a group, as in like my spouse or kids or something, and somebody has a concern, then yes, it's important that we kind of like maybe adhere to that. But that's just an example of something that, you know, if folding something inside out and putting it away like that freaks you out. But at the same time, as you feel like you waste so much time doing laundry and it takes forever and therefore you never want to do it, so the clothes pile up until they're almost too much clothes to even fit in the washer, and then you end up doing two wash loads when you should be just doing one, and it just seems like this big ordeal that you dread every single week. I promise I know that some of you are there. Okay, I've had too many clients to know that a lot of moms, a lot of dads, you know, laundry can seem overwhelming. So by just allowing yourself to recognize that something was semi-folded and put away and it doesn't need to be in, like outside out, that can be amazing in terms of letting go of some kind of stress. So I know that sounds really small, but I've talked to people that that actually was a stress of theirs. So this is what we want to recognize is this important? Is it worth my time? And if it's worth my effort, how much of my effort? Okay. Then the last thing we want to recognize is once it's out, it's out. This gives you mental clarity. Don't go back and play the what-if games and guessing games and shoulda, coulda, wouldas. And so don't should all over yourself. I don't know if you've heard that phrase, but I love that phrase. So when somebody says, well, I should have done this or I should have done that, it's don't should all over yourself. Okay? So you can think through something. If you did something and it's worth a little bit of an analytical thought, you know, maybe give it 12 hours, maybe 24 hours, see if there's a lesson to be learned, but then let it go. Let it be done. So we cannot fix the past. We can fix the future based on a lesson we learned from the past. But once we identify what that lesson was, nothing else can be done. So you just got to let that go. Okay? And we have a podcast number 359 that talks about dealing with the guilt of good decisions, on how to let go or how to deal with that sense of guilt or the what ifs and the worries when something's already done, and especially if it was a good thing for us that it was done. And this can sometimes be breaking apart from relationships. You know, it doesn't even have to be romantic relationships. It can be any kind of relationship. But if that relationship was negative for your emotional and mental health, then it was a good thing that you broke away from it. But you will still have guilt of that. You'll feel bad for the other person. What if it would have worked out? What if I had done this? So you made a smart choice, and now you have to navigate the emotions of that smart choice. So podcast 359 will help you do that. Okay. So these are five steps that we can take to kind of address the sense of feeling overwhelmed. The first one is get it out, and that helps create a sense of calmness. The second one is plan it out. That creates a sense of organization. Let it out is when we communicate with ourselves or with others to make sure these things will be addressed. Weigh it out means, okay, if I'm going to address them, how much is it worth my time, energy, and effort, or is it worth it at all? Okay, is this the right time to do it? So it helps us kind of navigate those questions. And then the last one is once it's out, and this gives us mental clarity. Okay, so if you're feeling overwhelmed, apply these five steps as best as you can. Each time you do it, you'll get a little bit better. So don't worry if you kind of screw it up the first time, that's okay. So just try your best. And if you need any help along the way, please reach out to us. So I've been personal training for 18 years. I've had well over 2,000 clients, over 500 students. So I understand kind of a lot of perspectives, a lot of people's stresses and worries and wonders. So if you would like a guiding hand or just somebody to listen to what you're dealing with, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com and we'll always be happy to help. So I appreciate you listening to this podcast. I appreciate your investment into us with your time, and I want to make sure that we invest back into you. So if there's anything we can do to help ease your life, help you live a happier, healthier life, we're always here to do so. Okay. Cool. Now, if through listening to this podcast, if you felt that these steps may be beneficial for others to hear, feel free to share the podcast on social media. You can even write like a little bit of a short blurb or just kind of list the five things out. Whatever you want to do, just share the message if you can. So if there's people in our lives that are important to us, and we want them to feel the ease of burden of overwhelmed, share it with them. It might just be a nice subtle hint, okay? So you can share it on social media, you can share it in a text message, however you want to do it. But if you think this is helpful information, please share it with somebody you love. Cool. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. And you can tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful. And thank you for listening.